It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It is time for more of the Keystone Kickoff Show. This segment is called Ask Ross, who is not here, so we're going to call it Ask Andy and Bob. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in with Andy Shea and Bob Flounders. They're prepped and ready to answer your questions. And if you want these guys to answer your Penn State question, the best way, download our app, Keystone Sports, push the Ask Ross button. That's all there is to it. And the best question gets a barbecue prize from the folks at 409 Tailgate Club. Go to their site, 409tailgateclub.com, to see all of their great products. All right, gentlemen, are you ready?
Absolutely ready.
We are.
All right, first question is from Mike in York. The Wednesday crew on KSN, which is Dustin and Greg and
GP.
And myself also, they seem to support the proposed new transfer rule. They continually bring up head coach, which would allow the players to have one free transfer. They continually bring up head coaches' salaries and their movement as a reason. He goes on to with a very long question, but you already got the gist of it. Do you agree? He does not. He thinks the coaches have earned the right to move around and the players have not.
Boy, I don't know about earn the right to move around if you're a coach and leave people hanging. I mean,
it's a sticky.
I mean, is that guy really a big fan of what Mel Tucker did to the Colorado team?
Well, here's the, and just, right. just they worked for years to achieve that, and they are the select few who have set themselves apart. Where the kids live in an instant gratification society now, but that's an excuse, not a reason.
Ooh.
Somewhere in here, and I don't see it. I'm sure he's saying something about get off his lawn.
Yeah, but also. I mean, we're just talking about a one-time deal with the transfer.
Right.
We're not talking about you can transfer, you know. Every year, I just think that there's a middle ground, and I do think the student athlete, based upon how things play out at a school, I have no problem with a mulligan for a student athlete if they have a change of heart and they think they can better their academic standing or their athletic standing in college.
So it feels to me as we may as well think a little deep. So if you tie the open transfer, right? That's what you're talking about, the open transfer.
One free transfer.
You tie the open transfer to a coach. You open the window for coaching, hiring and firing, and if there's a coach move, a head coach and a head coach only. I'm just asking, you think you can – then you open a window for players, you know, a short free transfer window. You tie it to the coaches, and then you're not restricting –
The problem with coaches is they're signing individual contracts, as we saw with James Franklin. Mm-hmm. And coaches have to be you can't have a lame duck coach, so there's never going to be a coach whose contract ends, or else there's no way he'll succeed.
Right.
There's different things that go into it, but it's obvious the coaches are moving pretty freely. Given the players one free move, come on. I think they should be allowed.
If you're not going to pay them, let them move once in their career.
All right. Let's move on. Next up is Josh from Palm Bay, Florida, via Latimer, PA.
Never heard of that one.
I have not either. Let's go with Palm Bay, Florida. After hearing the gains that Des Holmes has made in the weight room and how Will Fry struggled down the stretch, do you think Holmes will overtake Fries for the starting
right tackle? Boy, I would have said it's going to be close, but then Dwight Gault just served up Will Fries's offseason development like he was the second greatest thing since sliced bread. So I think Dwight Gault and James Franklin probably are pretty connected at the hip. I think he feels
–
and I think the experience edge that Will Fries has. I will say this, though. I think you're going to see a fairly close percentage of playing time split. You might see – Rasheed Walker and Will Fries play 60% of the game, But you could see Des Holmes subbing for, you know, for either both them or having one of them move around. So I bet you could see where Des Holmes plays 40% of the snaps.
I hope my math was right.
It was my understanding.
80% of the game, Des Holmes is going to be in the game now. Great, Bob.
80% of the game, he'll be there 40% of the time. They like Des Holmes
so much that they're going to play three, and it's going to be fairly equal.
I think you're going to see a three-tackle rotation. I think you're going to see all three of them play consistent. I still think Will Fries is going to start along with Rashid. However, I would say that at the midway point of the season, this will go to look, that you could say that Dez has played 35% of the snaps at either tackle position.
Right. On offense. And I
don't see that as a... Yeah.
I expect to hear from Phil Troutwine and James Franklin that Caden Wallace has done some good things this year, and it won't be a four man rotation, but no. I think they're going to try and play Caden Wallace because they like him that much.
All right, next up, and this one I'm going to field. This is from Don from Blandon, PA. I have only one question: where the heck is Jim from? That accent is something else. I can't decide
if it's extreme Yinzer
or extreme Philly. I'm leaning towards extreme Philly. I did interact with Don on email, but I'll share with anyone else who's interested. Jim is from Berwick, spent some time in Virginia.
I don't think you have
spent
an
a lot of time in Philadelphia.
Maybe a little Philly, but that's it.
Well,
definitely not Berwick. I don't even know if Berwick. I don't know if you guys, the Berwickers, Berwickians?
Berwickians, yes. We have a little bit of the coal region to us, you know, Distat, Dem, and the other ones. We have a little bit of that, but anyone besides Don who was curious, that's the story, the way I talk.
And you're sticking with it.
I'm sticking with it. All right, this is Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for your best barbecue rubs and sauces and also Bloody Mary mix. Be sure to go 409tailgateclub.com. Everyone here could vouch for their products. All right, next up, Brad from San Francisco.
Whoa. Yeah, San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's a new location to me who reads the questions every week.
They have computers out there. And,
I'm just saying, that's a new location. Yep.
All right. Here's Brad's question.
And they're 3 hours behind, Danny, and they still listen.
Yeah.
How does that work, man? All right. Stop it. All right. Besides winning, is there anything Penn State can do to better recruit Pennsylvania in the region? Seems like they've lost a little of their momentum since 2018. Mm. He brings up in 2020, they missed on the two top players in Pennsylvania. And in 2021, two of the top five in Pennsylvania are already committed to Ohio State. Andy, I'll let you start on that.
So we all remember when James came in and talked about dominate the state.
Who can forget that?
How can you forget that? So I think there's it's a two-prong scenario. One is I think James has expanded Penn State's recruiting footprint, and B, Pennsylvania, in terms of depth at a high level, has lost a little off its player pool fastball. It's just, it has to be, it's no longer... he's no longer a we need to close Pennsylvania and we'll figure the rest out. It's more the player has to fit into what else they are looking at in this larger footprint. I think Pennsylvania's coming up short in terms of the player depth.
Having said all that, Andy, and I agree with that, every couple of years Pennsylvania is going to have a five-star kid that can play just about anywhere, and James has to be able to lock that kid down. Julian Fleming, we're only a year removed from Julian Fleming going to Ohio State when a lot of people at this time last year thought he was almost
a
Penn State shoe-in, and revealing to hear him say that, you know, I want to go where I can get developed to play in the NFL, and I want to play in the college football playoff. I want to compete for championships. Penn State has been very, very close with Ohio State the last 4 years. They've only won one of those games. They could have easily, I think, won three of those games. They could be 3-1 instead of 1-3. And when the five-star in Pennsylvania is available, I think they have to get 80% of those kids, and I just don't think it's a good look when they don't. So I think that they just have to be careful with it's one thing to say, well, they don't, you know, there's not as many good prospects in Pennsylvania, and that's probably true, but when they have one,
you they got to get that top miss, one.
Don't miss, and especially don't lose them to the Ohio States of the world.
Well, I also think, though, the point you make, Andy, that James Franklin has a larger recruiting footprint now. The world's getting smaller.
Yeah.
It's the same for other schools. It's not just Penn State expanding. Right. So all of a sudden, if you're a five-star recruit, you're a national recruit now. It's not unusual for Clemson to come knocking, for Alabama to come knocking.
Georgia,
Ohio State.
Yep.
So it actually works both
ways. And they are in the running yet for some Pennsylvania killers.
I'll
use that term loosely, but studs.
All right. Let's move on.
Good question.
Next question up, and that was Brad from San Francisco. So keep that in mind when next segment we pick our winner. All right, we announced the winner. With all the coaching turnover at PSU this season, this is from Adam from Bellefonte. How important is it that Franklin develops relationships with the recruits that can last through the departure of their potential position coach? And what kind of conversations go on between the recruits and Coach Franklin after that departure?
I think he does. I think that's always been going on. I think he probably has as good or a better relationship than the position coach who's recruiting the kid. I think James is smart enough to know that ultimately, I think that they're going to come to Penn State for whatever reason they are, but if they want to come because of a relationship, it's probably going to be because of the relationship with James. I think that's always been there, and I think that comes naturally with James because of how he interacts with people. I think he tries to get to know all the people that come to Penn State as well or better than the guy he tasked with heading up the recruitment. Would you agree, Andy, or not?
No, I 300% agree. He is a master at selling Penn State and the university, but he sells himself, but he does not solely sell himself. He's not just selling himself. And he is not a guy that establishes a relationship and then hands it off, right? He's never done that. And that's a big difference of why he's so good at it, that he stays so hands-on and involved with the recruits, that even though he has turnover on his staff, that's not the relevant relationship that he built and established. He takes it all on his own shoulders.
And if you've met James Franklin and spoken with him,
you
realize
he
is probably the best recruiter on the staff. No matter how good the other guys are, he's probably as good as it comes. And this is not unique at Penn State with the departures of the assistants. All right, stick with us. We are going to come up with quarter number four and Bob's top 25 countdown. Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.